The Teamsters Union and UPS announced a tentative national agreement with less than a week left before a potential strike. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports UPS workers in Indiana and across the country will vote on the proposed five-year contract.
A dispute over part-time pay was the last thing holding up negotiations. After a tense few weeks, the tentative agreement announced Tuesday guarantees part-timers $21 an hour, removing the threat of an economy-devastating strike that union UPS workers hope to avoid as much as businesses and political leaders. Other parts of this agreement were reached long before Tuesday, including a provision requiring air conditioning in all new delivery vehicles. Workers like Donna McCullough say they've needed that for a long time. On a practice picket line in Indianapolis last week, McCullough said she was surprised the union got UPS to agree to that protection.
It's bad. We've had some drivers, you know, faint, things like that. But with the air conditioning that they're putting in place, I do believe that's going to help out a lot when it comes to people's health.
UPS workers will get 3 weeks to vote on this contract. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
If the contract is approved, some changes will go into effect immediately, others over the course of 5 years. If workers vote it down, both parties will likely go back to the negotiating table with the threat of a strike looming again.